like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Mary Urina.
And this is movie time.
Yay! Oh. I always like it when it's time for the movies.
So what I need, Mary, is just a simple story of domestic dysfunction for Thanksgiving. Can you come up with something for me?
The Nest, starring Jude Law and Carrie Coon. She's new to me. I think I've seen her in some minor roles before, but even more so than Jude Law, which is quite an accomplishment,
when
holds the screen.
She has a really more interesting character. Law is kind of like, we know the arc.
And she also had more meat on the bones, so to speak, in terms of the script.
Exactly.
Because her character interacts more with their children and more with other people around them than he does.
And the interesting of her being a horse trainer or whatever is really fine. Side note to it that also lends gravity to her position.
And it creates some complexity that you wouldn't expect from her background in life as someone who was raised in a bit of a hard scrabble life. And for her to end up in horses and horse training, which is hobby or passion of the more wealthy, the more elite you typically think of in our society, she did not come from higher stratus.
Now, Mary, it's called The Nest. Can you tell our audience just briefly what's it about?
Basically about a blended family. Jude Law plays Rory O'Hara. He's married to Allison.
Yes.
He is British. She is American. They're residing in someplace suburban. Early on in the film, you know, they're portrayed as having a pretty typical life. It takes place in the 1980s.
Well, the director, Sean Durkin, grew up at that time. He wrote right in 1986.
And then he presents to her one morning that it's time for them to move and to move back to his native land of England.
At this very time, a boom in London.
So it was evolving from the more isolated, closed market. Yeah. Proposes to her that they need to move for his opportunity professionally. The stress of the move, and he buys a country estate in Surrey from which to commute.
This is like a 15th century.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
It's just beautiful. It's empty and it's gray. It's perfect.
It needs some work.
It really did feel like a horror film, but it wasn't.
It wasn't. And it's actually classified when you look online as a thriller. The cinematography is very dark in this old English mansion, the dark hallways, the dark lighting. I mean, at one point I was like, didn't they bring any lamps with them? The moving into this gothic mansion environment.
But he has that cockiness about him. In fact, he's reminding me of our past president.
I thought this must be what Donald Trump was like if he had been born poor. Otherwise, Rory is a narcissist.
Oh my God.
He's a fast talker.
He's a liar.
Beyond just his business skills, which he was a stock trader, deal maker, left the firm he was at in England to go to America and make his fortune, and then returns, he says, because he was asked by the owner of the firm.
And
he was not. He actually had called the firm.
That's one of the moments I liked about Coon's reaction.
In the cocktail party.
Yes,
is that what you're talking about?
Because she didn't make a big deal of it, but the camera, Durkin keeps the camera on her, and just ever so slightly, my husband is lying.
Yeah, and she doesn't even say it. This whole process of moving to England and being in this isolated country estate and children who were raised American.
So here we have Baron, so to speak.
Yes.
Going to the good school.
Yes.
And she's not.
I wish the film had a better overall script because it did have these gothic thriller elements, not just in the lighting, which we've already talked about, but also the music is very sinister. Even though the flaws in their marriage come to the fore, nothing really bad happened.
A Mary Urina, but what grade The Nest?
I'm going to give it a C+.
And I'm going to give it a B.
I know that it will be available online soon. It has a whole list of online opportunities, and also we'll do a search for local cinematic distribution if you would like to do that viewing as
well. That's right.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to shows and read reviews online at wcve.org.